Here we go, staging them up on the left-hand lane. The Throwdown Motorsports 65 Chevy 2. 626 on the dial, it's Zach Slump. On the right-hand side, the Icon Pistons Diamond Engine and Machine 74 Vega Wagon. 592 on the dial, it's Jake Hodge.
Welcome to episode 6 of Dialed In. We are in the upwards part of 10. We could round up now instead of round down. We're going to well on our way to 10 episodes, and we have breaking news this week. Zach Schlupp hit a racetrack.
Wow, it was amazing. I actually got to drive a race car again and participate in this great sport. Yeah, it was an interesting day. As far as everything going with the engine was fine. The car ran fantastic. I did have one interesting mechanical moment. I was driving the car into the lanes for the first time run and was kind of coasting to a stop, and I thought I felt something trying to stop the car a little bit when it was rolling. I thought, well, what is that? I went and looked under the back of the car, didn't really see anything. Moved up in the lanes again and shut it off and let it coast, and I definitely felt something. And turns out my screws in one of my brake rotors were trying to back out and hit the rotor and take the aluminum off of it. So I sat there in the staging lanes and had to get them tightened back up and well enough to make a pass, and then got back to the trailer and tightened them up more. But other than that, you know, I wish I could report on a win. I turned on a couple wind lights. Fourth round, I was 5 red and 5 thou under. Needed to be there. He was 10 and 4 thou under, running 470s. It would have been interesting had I been low green. But, like I said, everything's good. The car varied in like 11 thou and 6 runs, so that ain't bad for the first time back out. So I think we got a good race car, and I'll work on the driver a little bit. But, yeah, went over to I-57 drag strips. I should have said where I was at. You know, and man, you roll in there, and I mean, just to, I know I'm bragging on local racers, go over there to I-57 and go in the gates for a regular race, and you got Ken Jones, and you got Jessica Bagaki, Joe Davis.
Dustin Bryant
in every class.
Yeah.
There's some serious good drivers over there. The Ellises, really, really good. Yeah, it's kind of a murderer's row for $1,200, but I just like racing over there. If everybody go to I-57, and the next time that you go to the concession stand and get the barbecue nacho fries.
And sweet tea. Their sweet tea is really good also.
It's amazing. So, yeah, it's a good time. Grayson, what were you up to this weekend, Jake?
Well, what did I do this weekend? I don't remember. Friday. Saturday, I took Easton to Crossroads Dragway. They had a Fast 33 race and some juniors. Let him race. Didn't turn on a wind light, and that wasn't his fault. I mean, he was 5 red first round, and he was anywhere from 5 red to 48 green, and I couldn't dial the car for him. So, spent a whole bunch of money in buybacks because juniors allow first and second round buybacks there. Saturday night, I hopped on a plane, and I'm currently sitting back in Canada again. So, here we are.
You're going to get dual citizenship before too long, right? You got to start learning French.
Well, the Border Patrol asked me, well, you've been to Canada twice in 2 weeks. What? Why? I didn't have an accurate answer for them. I don't know why, but here we are. Well, in all seriousness, the guys that came up here and raced with last week, they needed assistance getting their rig to Rockingham for the 3100s. So they asked me, of all people, to drive it, which isn't very intelligent, but it's all right. Here we are.
They have plenty of spare tires.
I literally just asked him that question before we recorded, and he said, you won't need it.
Well, that's good. I'm wishing you the best of luck. It's, you said, how many hours does it take to get there?
15.
Just a nice 15-hour jaunt down to Rockingham, North Carolina from Canada. Well, be safe, buddy, and get down there, and hopefully you'll make good time, and it won't be too bad.
Yeah, it's just a hop, skip, and a jump. Not a big deal. Probably going to leave here after we finish this up this evening, because I'm not going to try to drive through all that traffic tomorrow. But anyway, we are coming from the Law Chevrolet Studios. Law Chevrolet Buick, Boonville, Indiana is a family-owned sales and service center proudly serving the tri-state area for over 10 years. Racing has always been Law Chevrolet's blood, and over the past few years, they have been blessed with the opportunity to serve hundreds of racers from all across the country. They want to take this opportunity to tell everybody that gave them the opportunity to do business that they greatly appreciate it. And remember, if you buy a vehicle anywhere else, it's not the tires you will be kicking. And Steve said he's still running the promo. Mentioned Dialed In whenever you go buy your dream vehicle, and you get 3 months worth of free gasoline up to $600. $1,000. So Steve is, I think he's actually on his way to Rockingham as well. And we're going to see if we can't get a little word from Steve and get it pre-recorded, something we can say, you know, on every episode here. I'm not sure, but the great people at Law Chevrolet, we want to thank them for their support of this podcast. And since day one, they've been all in, and here we are six episodes in, and they're right by our side. So thanks, Steve, Chad, Dylan, Josh, I guess. You guys are the best in the business, and there's a reason for that.
Yep, go in there and buy a, I know last time I said if you're in the market for a new car, and then I thought after I said that, well, they sell used cars too, and they'll find you whatever you want. They had a motorcycle in there. I've seen him sell a motor coach. So if you have a need vehicle-wise, there really is no reason to go anywhere else but Law Chevy, because you know you're going to deal with great people. You know, you're going to deal with racers. Everybody knows, you know, the racers are the best people, and they're going to take the best care of you. So go see those guys. Tell them we sent you. Get some free gas. It's awesome.
Yep, absolutely. It was kind of a quiet weekend in the big money bracket world, but, you know, we had a 10-grander at the Jim Harrington Classic up in the Northeast, and we had Huntsville and all that, and I think you looked up some of that.
Yeah, so Huntsville, they had a drive for 7-5, and that's a Huntsville Dragway in Harvest, Alabama, and they had on Saturday, Brian Whitworth in the S10 took the win over Todd Sensini in his dragster. So B-Dub taking the win down there. I'm sure I saw they had somewhere in the neighborhood of 350 entries.
Yeah, 355 Saturday.
Yeah, so you know, very well attended event, of course. Why not? $100 to get in for two 7,500 to win races, or like both the winners did, I did learn they both won 10 grand because they paid the 150 on the Risky Business Tech card to run for the big 10 grand prize. And on Sunday, the winner was Jake Clayton, and he took the win in Kevin Bennett's dragster over Timmy Elliott in his trusty orange Camaro. I did see that Timmy's Camaro on the way to the runner-up win. He had posted it ran 10 623s in a row. And he has been on a roll lately. We just talked about him taking the win in that 10 grander at Music City on the, it's like the second podcast, so it hadn't been that long ago. So Timmy has been tearing it up.
And it's good to see Kevin Bennett's car doing well. Kevin's he calls it Team Old Guys, but he's a tough racer from down south that's just fell on the wrong side of a few bad races. And it's good to see him finally, not himself, I guess, but his car parked in the winner's circle.
Right. And so that takes us to Jake, you had some IHRA results?
Yeah, we had a couple bracket finals going on, Divisions 4 and Division 1. Division 1 ran out of Maryland International Raceway. The top ET champion running out of Division 1 is John Myers. He's from Capital Raceway. He defeated Mickey Nelson in the final. He was 001 in the final. And Chris Morin, the mod winner, he's from Richmond Dragway, over Jonathan Martin, also from Richmond Dragway. So they both showed out there in the final round. Junior dragster Tori Taylor took the win over AJ Jenkins. Doesn't give me, oh, it does say. It says they're both from Maryland International Raceway. So a couple Maryland Dragway junior dragsters in the final round, and comes back to the team captain's race. Mike Anderson, Summer Duck Dragway, defeated Royce Miller, Maryland International Raceway. Not really, there's some gambler's races in there. I guess we could throw those in. Saturday in the golf cart eliminator, the probably the most important bracket race of the weekend.
All eyes of the bracket racing world were on this event.
Yeah. Brad Keaton, US 13 Dragway, picks up the win over AJ Jenkins. So that's obviously the biggest race of the weekend. I thought I saw AJ's name in the, yeah, AJ Jenkins, the junior dragster runner-up also in the golf cart race. So that's probably the MVP of the weekend right there, just because of the golf cart race, icing on the top. A Friday gambler's race, top ET Alex Bradford picked up the win, and modified was Kevin Yates, and junior was Dylan Witherow. And the Saturday Gambler's top ET was Jason Kirby. Mod was some guy that I haven't really heard of. It was 16 total in the final, Kevin Pollard, and modified Saturday Gambler's race. He went 16 and dead on zero. Tony Matera was 18 up front and 2,000 under, which obviously was mathematically inadequate. So the junior gambler Saturday, Peyton Bunch from Summer Duck Dragway, picked up the win light. So that was the Maryland International Raceway Division 1 IHRA Team Finals results.
There was another race in Maryland.
Yeah, that
Cecil County. The Jim Harrington Bracket Nationals. Paid 10 grand to win each day on Saturday. Final round in Super Pro. The winner was Mark Kelly. And a runner-up there was Marty Flegel. And footbrake winner Saturday was Corey Maloney. Runner-up, Marty Flegel. So Marty Flegel taking to the final of both classes on Saturday. Super 64 shootout winner was Bobby Spence, and the runner-up was Robbie Hamilton. And then turnaround Sunday, the winner there was Trip Klo. I believe that's how that says. That is how that last name is pronounced. I'm sorry, Trip, if I messed that up, but way to go on the win, buddy. Runner-up there was Chris Reynolds. And then
Chris Reynolds from Bear, Delaware.
Bear, Delaware.
Yep. Awesome, dude. There, I didn't know he runnered up. I hadn't spoke to him in a while. Chris is one of the best dudes you'll ever meet.
Good job for representing Bear, Delaware for Chris Reynolds. And a foot break winner on Sunday was Todd Thoman. And the runner-up was Frank Armando.
Yeah, Chris is, he won the $100,000 race last year at Darlington Dragway over Peter Biondo. So
nice. Yeah, anytime you try to win line against Peter Biondo, you are certified bad dude.
The more you know.
So, Jake, and after that, there was another IHRA bracket finals, is that correct?
Yeah, and this one also has some strangers in the winner's circle here. Top ET, and Division 4 down at, I believe it's an Extreme Raceway, Ferris, Texas, which has caused a lot of drama since its opening, but that's irrelevant at the moment. Darrell Hamlin Jr. from Pine Valley, he picked the win light up over Bryson Parks from Extreme Raceway Park in the final round. Double red light in the final, win light going to Darrell Hamlin. As far as I know, there's no true start there or anything like that. He was a thou red, and Bryson Parks was three thou red, so it really wouldn't have mattered. Modified, Jake Howard does it again in a different sanctioning body. So he's taking 2 entries to Pomona and 1 entry to Memphis. From Amarillo Dragway is what Jake Howard claims there. He beats Dwayne Garner from Little River in the final round. Dwayne turned it 5 thou red, and Jake was there for the taking. He was 32 up front and a little under the dial. So big shout out to Jake Howard and having a year that, you know, it may never happen again. It's an incredible year, and he's an incredible driver, but that's a big feat to accomplish there. Junior dragster J.C. Lowry from Pine Valley was 005 dead six in the final round of junior dragster.
Ooh.
Throws down an 11-pack on Andrew Goss. Andrew turned it red, and J.C. just said, I'll show you the cards. Here you go. A couple 790 cards in the final round. The Friday gambler, Jake Hughes, picked up the win. In top ET, modified was Ronnie Spear. Junior was Keith Hillen. And the Sunday gambler, Don Baker. And he defeated Tanner Thorpe, which I'm not sure if you're familiar with Tanner Thorpe. He's ventured way out east for a couple of these races, so probably not heard the last of him. Modified was Troy Morgan over Jake Howard in the gambler's race on Sunday. So
imagine that, Jake Howard again. Yeah. I don't know how much money that Trans Am has won this year, but it's a mint. It's a literal mint.
Well, Troy Morgan knew who he had in the other lane. He was 2-1 in the final of Modified, so...
Yeah, he wasn't playing with Jake. Not at all. That's what you got to do to take out the best, I guess. Just basically have a perfect lap.
Yep. Amarillo Dragway beat Extreme Raceway Park out by 3 points for the team standings. So, yeah, that's it for divisional bracket final deals. Congratulations to all the winners, and I hope you all win at the same time in Memphis.
That's right. And so after results, let's talk about what's coming up this weekend. I know we got there's a ton of races. Of course, you know, we've got the our interview today with Kyle Rowley in the Super Bowl. We'll talk about that in a little bit. One of the races, and this is one of the ones that when we asked track promoters to send us races, that we would get them up and we would talk about them and let everybody know what was going on. So promoters, you know, let us know. Get on the Dialed In page, send us a message, tell us what you got going on, and we'll talk about it. So Coles County Dragway in Illinois this weekend, they're having the first annual Ron Papa Zen Memorial Race. And this is going to pay – Jake, you may have to help explain this to me a little bit. You got a track payout of Super Pro of $800, and then Super Pro cash payout is $2,200. So I'm guessing that's combined $3,000 to win.
Yeah, Papa Zen is was a really, really good dude to hang out with at the racetrack, and he had passed away unexpectedly earlier this year at Coles County, and not at Coles County, but he's from Coles County Dragway, so they're having his memorial race. Yeah, so what happens is the track is paying $800 to win in Super Pro, and there is bonus money from I don't know where it came from on top of that. So Super Pro is going to end up paying $3,000. Pro is paying $1,000 from the track and cash, so $2,000 to win Pro. And $300 apiece in Sportsman Junior Dragsters, $250 to win, plus a Jeg's gift card, and Novice Street. And Novice Street's a pretty neat class they have there. It's kind of like Junior Street, but there's no age restriction. If you win 3 Novice Street races, they make you bump up to Sportsman. So it's an entry-level category, and it's something I'd really like to see that track succeed with. They've been down on cars lately, and that's a testament to how many racetracks are running around them. They're in the Illinois-Indiana state line area, and there's 3 or 4 racetracks within an hour and a half of them. So I'd like to see that go over quite well and definitely have a second annual Papa Zen Memorial race.
Yeah, that's a good idea with that Novice Street class. I'd like to see more tracks adopt a class of that nature where, like you said, you win 3 races and you have to move up into Sportsman. That way, you know, it lets the beginners race against each other and not get crushed by somebody that's been doing it for 3 decades.
Rob Fisher.
Yeah, shout out to Rain Man Rob Fisher. And that's great. It looks like a great race going on up there. And another one that was sent to us, upcoming on October 20th. This was sent to us, Union Dragway in Union, South Carolina. Big index race is 6.0 is going to pay 10,000 to win, 1,000 runner up, 250 to the semis, 7 flat, going to pay the same thing, 10 grand to win, 1,000 runner up, 250 to semi. There is a pre-entry going on for this, and that is today. So by the time you hear this podcast, you're a little too late.
Yeah, and I had this sent to me by Joshua Anderson. I believe he has something to do with track operations. Yeah, right there, contact info, Josh Anderson. He said, October 20th, Union County Dragway, biggest index payout in this area ever, $7,900 worth of sponsorship and round giveaways. If he gets 64 cars in either index class, he will pay $15,000 to win index. And, yep, $300 to pre-enter until October 1st. Maybe if you tell him that we got this out late on the podcast after October 1st, he'll give you a break. I don't know. But thank you, Josh, for sending us this information. And the list of sponsors on there is quite incredible. You know, XS Batteries, Nitrous Express, ATI, Aerospace, Crew Chief Pro. I mean, that's going to be a lot of prizes given away there that are well worth their weight in gold.
You see that, too. They're going to have a 450 door car class. They're also going to run 6 flat, or the 6 flat, 7 flat, and 790 junior dragsters. So going to be a good event for everybody there at Union Dragway. And then this weekend coming up, Tentuck at Bowling Green as well. So $10,000 to win all 3 days. You got the little race on Friday and Saturday. $500 if you show up Friday gets you in everything. Or you can pay as you go when you show up. I think the 10 granders are still 200 and the 5 granders are 100 each. That's going to be a huge event as always at Tentuck. You know, I'm sure there's a lot of racers from our area heading down there this weekend.
Yeah, that's where I would be if I wasn't in Rockingham, I believe. The Empty Pockets promotion, Little Guy Series, is also at Muncie Dragway. 3 5-granders for $250, I believe. So pretty good run race there at a good facility, Muncie Dragway. So speaking of the Lost Chevrolet Buick deal of the week, 3 $100,000 to win races on tap this weekend at Rockingham Dragway for $799 pre-enter. $100 more to get you entry at the gate. We got Kyle Riley on the phone. Kyle's actually on his way to Rockingham as we speak. Kyle, how's it going?
It's going well. We're headed to Rockingham. We've been getting a lot of great feedback from racers that never been to a SFG event, and that's promising. You know, we're not really used to the opening the gate up, and we've been pushing it pretty hard, and I think it's paid off because I'm expecting a record number of cars. We've been getting great feedback from a lot of first-timers on the SFG event, and like I said, I'm expecting a record number of entries. I'm pretty sure that we're going to go well, well, well over 500.
I can't believe there's a racer that hasn't been to an SFG race yet, like Zach.
Well, I mean, as hard as it is to believe, it's still racers that never heard of SFG, Jake.
Yep, I know it. But I think after the end of the year, it's going to be pretty well known.
Yeah, that's for sure.
I think after this one, and then when we close it out in Reynolds, I think a lot more people will know because it'll be a lot of eyes on this one right here.
Yeah, it's definitely going to be a huge event. I'm definitely going to fix that, you know, before too long, Jake. I definitely have the plan to go to SFG event as soon as it works out. Of course, life and scheduling, just trying to be patient. I know Kyle knows I'm paying my way into that 500, so I'm not going to miss that next year for sure. Can't wait.
Now, you've been making the payments like clockwork, Zach.
So tell us a little about the payment plan, because that's something that drag racers have not even heard of or seen, and a lot of them are downing it, and really, it's just like paying your light bill every month. You just get to keep the lights on at the 500.
The one thing about the way that we've got our payment plan set up is not a set amount. It's whatever you want to pay. So if you want to pay 100 one month, you want to pay 50, you want to pay 250, whatever it is, you can pay by credit card or check, and you can pay any amount you want. So a lot of people was doubting the payment plan when we first announced it. When it was a year out, we did it with a year out, you know, to make it more affordable for somebody that really can't afford to do this. You know, I thought it would be easier for them to get in this way. And we had a lot of doubters in the beginning, but as you can see, it's been adapted at another race now. So it's a payment plan. It's two payment plans for actually two 500 grand races.
Yeah, and that's a big year on tap for us next year. So tell us a little bit about where you came from, not necessarily SFG, but you yourself as the racer.
I came from, of course, I'm from the Midwest, Chicago, and I grew up at Byron Dragway and Great Lakes Dragway from way back at right out of high school, actually racing in the street class and with an old raggedy 75 Monte Carlo. And from that point, I was bit by the bug, even actually won a two-grand foot brake race in a 19-second Nova. And that's on the long track, Jake. That's not on the short track.
That's some Kenny Underwood Rattler stuff right there.
Actually, Jake, I'm pulled over now, so
yeah,
see if you guys can.
Good.
I'm doing it now.
Yep. So you go from a 19-second Nova winning a 2 grand foot brake race, and fast forward to 2017, I think, is when SFG was born. Why? What gave you the hunch to do so?
It was 2016, actually. And basically, it's just like the name states, SFG sent from God. I got a vision from God to do this stuff. I mean, I never wanted to be a promoter. I always was just a racer. And this vision one night woke me up out of my sleep. And from that point, it was pulling up flyers and doing all sorts of research and looking at where the big money bracket races was at. And it led up to this. The first race, as you know, Jake, was a huge success. The Super Bowl, which is this race, that was the first one at Piedmont. We sold out 450 entries in 4 days and decided to do another one. It wasn't even on the schedule. We decided to do another one in November. And that one sold out 500 entries in a day or so. And the rest is history. I mean, we had a few pitfalls along the way. The Powerball race, we lost a lot of money, and then a couple of races this year, the weather threw us off, and we scheduled 9 races, so we've learned along the way, and I think 2019 will be huge for SFG.
For sure, it looks like it's going to be a huge year for you guys, Kyle. So, what was the, was that, when you first did the SFG race, was that the first race you had ever promoted?
Yes, sir. Yes,
okay.
Sir.
Never. All right. Well, I didn't know. I figured it had been, you know, maybe some smaller events leading up to that. That's amazing that, you know, to just dive straight into the big race. So tell us a little bit about the first race that you did put on, about kind of, I don't know, maybe some things that you learned that you didn't expect that would happen from a promoter's point of view doing it for the first time.
It was an experience. Just say that the first day we got there, I think, was Thursday, and we was doing a dragster shootout, race for a dragster or something, and it was a cluster. It was like unorganized, and I looked and said, is this something you really want to do? So we gained our composure, and we was going to pull the plug on the race because it was actually a testing tune, and the local racers from there that's not even entered until the event was there, and it was just like cars everywhere. So we got it done, and then we sat back and game plan for the next day, and from that point on, the event ran smooth.
Yeah, that's something that I think we've got a pretty good handle on now, if you ask me. So what would you say would be the biggest hurdle from a promoter standpoint? Nobody, because I know there's a lot of things behind the scenes that nobody has any idea, things that brings out in people. So what's the most difficult thing for you to get a hurdle over? Besides pain in the neck announcers.
You know what? But I mean, Jake, you know, since you came on board, when did you come on? Last year in November, right?
Obviously,
I mean,
yep.
You know, well, you got to put good help behind you. So if you get good help, it makes everything go smooth. Everybody knows their job, and you know, everybody does what they're supposed to do. It actually it makes things just go a lot smoother. I mean, I can come up with the formats, but you can come up with the formats, but if nobody's there to run the staging lanes or run the things that goes on the behind the scenes in the tower and getting the sponsors in order and everything, you know, it's a total teamwork atmosphere that makes this thing go. But I mean, and without the racers, I mean, if they don't support it, you can get out the best format ever. If the racers don't support it, you won't be around long.
Yeah, yeah. You could have free 100 granders, but if you're bad to your racers, you know exactly how that'll turn out.
Well, Jake, you know, I mean, one thing you can say, I'm not bad to the racers. I mean, you've seen quite a few decisions this year, and all of them was made in the racers' favor. It hurt the pocketbook a little bit, but I think in the future, that's how you build your future, and now I've built up a reputation to know this guy's going to pay the cash, this guy's going to do some crazy things that you wouldn't even think he would do, and even when I'm taking a hit, I still made the right decision, so that's why I think this race right here is going to be the one that set SFG apart from everybody. I mean, the back-end work that I do with the spreadsheet and the pre-entries, I've never had a feeling like this. This thing is going to be insane.
Yeah, it's if you see Kyle anywhere at the racetrack on his cell phone, it's not that he's ignoring you. He's actually probably trying to figure out a way to give away more of his money. So always on the spreadsheet, always thinking, always calculating 100% of the time. And he'll come to the tower and he'll say, hey, we're going to give this amount of money away for this. And it's just random money just going out to racers. So.
And I already got an idea too, Jake. I'm not going to say anything, but for this race, with the number of entries that I'm expecting, with all the guys calling and asking, can they get in on Monday? But Rockingham had some special test and tune session, private session today, but we opened the gates at 9 a.m. Tuesday. So, you know, Jake, we normally start around, we'll say we're starting at 9 and we'll start at 9:45. But with the number of entries we got now, one thing I learned from watching the flame, when those guys say 8 o'clock, they are getting ready to go on the track at 8 o'clock, and we may have to do that at this race with the number of entries we got. We're going to show them that we can run a ton of car.
We have to make Jason Peterson proud.
Yeah, we're going to show them, because you'll see, Jake. When are you planning to arrive in Rockingham?
I'm leaving here as soon as we are done talking, and it's 15 hours, so I don't intend on stopping unless I absolutely have to.
Be careful, Jake. Don't hurt anything. But hey, with this event though, Jake, the triple 100 grand is a lot of people that questioned my decision in July when I decided to move the dates. It was showing 5 days straight of rain, and with that kind of money being guaranteed and me being a stand-up guy and pay what I say I'm going to pay, not only was the rain a deterrent, but you know, just to stick my neck out for that kind of money, which you know is going to be like $500,000 paid out this weekend. So the decision was great because the forecast is the exact opposite of what it was in July. It's like 80 degrees every day, a low of 60 with no rain nowhere. So it's going to be a great time. We got gate entries, so welcome to come. Anybody, the locals that want to come on Wednesday and race for 10 grand, Thursday for 20 grand, and race your way into the weekend, or you can come Saturday and Sunday for $600 to race for 200 granders is just unheard of.
Absolutely.
So Kyle, changing directions a little bit. As far as I know, I heard your announcement for the $500,000 race that the price was going down, and that each year after this, we're going to go up for $100,000 until we get to $900,000. Tell us about maybe some of the other events. I know it's scaling back to what I believe it's 5 events next year a little bit. Just kind of tell us, if you can, maybe a little more about future plans for SFG and what direction it's going to head.
I'm a little afraid to do that, Zach. I mean, it'll be coming out in December, but we got some ideas that's really going to turn the bracket racing world upside down. We're going to switch it around a little bit next year. Of course, with SFG, it's going to be huge payouts, but it'll be something great for the racers. You guys got something to look forward to, something that you've never seen before, but I can't talk too much because I don't want somebody else to pop up with any ideas, and I know nobody won't know these ideas because basically I'm the only one that know them, and AJ knows tidbits of it, but I mean, other than that, it's between me, God, and a little bit of AJ. So I know this won't slip out, so you won't see the same format, I guarantee you that, unless they come up with it in January after December. And we're thinking about doing the same format at all the races, but except for maybe the Super Bowl again, because the way that this thing has taken off in the last 2 months, we got to do the triple hundreds again next year.
You put it out on Facebook. Is Darlington going to be on the schedule?
Yes, Darlington will be on the schedule. We're just working on the exact date, and we have 5 races right now. We definitely won't go to 9, but it may be a 6th race added. I don't want to do it, but just to make the schedule work, we may have 6. But Darlington will be in there, even if we stay at the 5.
You hear that, Zach? We just broke news on the podcast.
There we go. The dialed in exclusive.
So on my next question, people that say this is ruining bracket racing are a lot of closed-minded people, I understand. What do you have to say about that?
Well,
a lot of those people have never showed up to one of these events ever. So,
well, in the words of our president, I think SFG is making bracket racing great again. Before we came around in 2016, you never heard of a 350 granders on the same weekend. Fast forward 2 years after that, we got 300 granders on the same weekend. And it's not the typical big money, big entry fee type deal. It's like you could get in. It's very affordable for a local guy. Like Hank Mulligan explained when we was at Dragway 42, he's like, I can go to my local track for a month and maybe spend $1,000. He said, I can save up to go to one SFG event, and that same $1,000, I'm racing for over $250,000, $300,000 over the weekend. So, I mean, it's a no-brainer to go race for $1,500 off of that $1,000 for the month, or just save your money and go to one big event. So I don't see how it can be ruining bracket racing.
Yeah, I agree. I just wanted to hear your side of it because, you know, you're not one to, I mean, people set you off sometimes, but you're not really one to argue with somebody about that on social media. You just live and let live, kind of. So I agree, and I think that, you know, you're absolutely correct, but for somebody to say that this is ruining bracket racing's never seen this before, ever. So I don't get where that could ever come from, because nobody knows the outcome from here.
I mean, yeah. I mean, it's like a lot of people said, it's like I've had racers that call me that there's other guys that's not on Facebook, and they call me and tell me directly. They's like, please don't buy into the Facebook stuff and all of that. They's like, because actually what you're doing is starting to make other promoters step up and pay more money. As you can witness from the time SFG came on in 2016, these are facts. These are not me patting myself on the back. The payouts are gradually going up. Like from different promoters everywhere, it's starting to go up, because I mean, it's like the concept we took is low entry fee, high payouts, and the racers deserve that. I mean, you guys go out and buy all these expensive parts, the trailers, the totas, everything. This stuff is, so we decided, okay, how about give out some payouts that can help pay for some of this stuff instead of going to race for $1,500 or $2,000 or even a $10,000 that's small. Now, you see, we got a $10,000 on Wednesday for $100. And, you know, I think it'll get a lot of people a lot of track time and get them tuned in to the track for the big showdown for $300,000 on one weekend.
All right, just to kind of change the direction once again, I want to know, what is your favorite sport other than drag racing?
Oh, here we go.
Oh, basketball, of course.
Basketball. Who's your favorite team? NBA team.
Don't get him started.
I don't have a so-called favorite. I mean, Golden State is my favorite, but I'm a fair weather fan. I like the people that's winning. I'm a winner. So, like right now, I'm not really a Bears fan, but the Bears looking like they may have another fan jumping on in a couple weeks.
yeah, they've been destroying it for sure. For sure. Yeah, I want to know. And yeah, as a Pacer fan for NBA, we don't get a win a whole lot. And it's not unless Reggie Miller is going to come back and stop announcing and start shooting three-pointers again.
Right.
It's not going to happen anytime soon.
Yeah, we need Rick Smits back in his tall white sock.
Oh, man.
So would you rather win $100,000 or pay a hundred grand winner out of your event?
Would I rather win it or pay it?
Yeah, at your own event.
Hey Jake, you know I go to church. I go to church every Sunday and I'm a cheerful giver, but I would much rather be getting $100,000.
I know what it's like for you. I see the look on your face whenever you're allowed to pay that kind of money and change somebody's life. So I want to know if it makes you feel better to win it or pay it.
It definitely would be better to be on the receiving end and get one of those checks, because I'm not done racing yet, Jake. I will be at the million, foot breaker. And I mean, it's a lot of people that don't think I can do it. I mean, they say, oh, he may be okay, but I think I'm above average racer, and I'm gonna prove it when I get a chance to get back out there. But it's fun. I like to see the faces of the racers when they win, and the crew and the family members, and it brings joy to me, you know what I'm saying, just to be able to do this, and God to bless us to continue to do this. And man, before we get off of this, Jake, I mean, I can't really pull for certain people, but I really want to see Benny Omer win one of these 100.
That was my next question. Give me one guy this weekend that you think will win no matter what. Not that you want to win or not that should win. One guy that you think has the bag already. If you had to put your money on one color, who'd it be?
On one guy?
Yep.
That I think will win one of these days at least?
Yep.
Michael Paschal.
Ooh, he owns The Rock.
Yes, yes. I never see that guy go to The Rock and don't win, so I don't see why it would change right now. I mean, he's a good driver any way he goes, but it's like giving Michael Jordan home court advantage.
Yep, that dude. Whenever he's on, it's over.
Yep. So if I have to pick, it's gonna be a lot of great racers there. But I mean, he's a guy that don't get to travel much. But I mean, when he comes out, you know he's there
throwing haymakers.
Yes.
All right, Zach, you got anything else for Kyle? We're gonna let him get on down the road to Rockingham.
Yeah, we're gonna let him get on down the road. Thank you so much, Kyle Rowley, for coming on here, and thank you for what you're doing for the bracket racing world. I can tell you personally, I appreciate it. I can't wait to get to one of these events. It'll happen, you know, in good time. But I think that you got a great event going on this weekend, and we look forward to talking about all the results from it next week.
Yeah, well, I mean, you will be at one if it's all the way until the 500, because you were entered in that one and you've been paying, like I said, paying the payments like clockwork, Zach. So, and just stay tuned at this one. If this one is as big as I think it's going to be this weekend, you never know. You might hear another announcement for SFG.
Give me one closing statement of the biggest bracket racing weekend in history. What can we expect?
Just that epic history making. I guarantee you it's going to be, the packages are going to be unreal. And of course, the payouts is going to be unreal. But it's going to be a statement making event. I can guarantee you that.
Yep, I agree. And I appreciate it greatly, sir. I will see you in a couple days. I don't have to call you boss until Wednesday. So have a good one.
All right, Jake, you guys, thanks for having me on.
Yep, have a good, be safe, buddy.
All right, thanks.
Bye, Bob. Zach, that kind of segues us into the final round discussion. And, you know, we debated on what we're going to talk about. And we can literally talk about the month of money ahead.
Right. This month of October 2018, I can't remember another month in bracket racing history where there's going to be this much at stake for the racers out there across the country. I'm leading off this weekend with the Super Bowl. I mean, we just talked about Tentuck. I know that Huntsville, the week before the Million, is paying 10 grand 3 days in a row. Then you have the $1 million drag race. After that, the last week in October is the No Limit Promotions. They're having a 50 grander during that weekend. So it's just unprecedented what is out there for bracket racers to go out there this month. Is it too much? I'm happy that it's here. I'm happy there's that many opportunities to go. I'm not sure there's enough racers to go around. What are your thoughts, Jake?
Yeah, and, you know, we've kind of discussed this back and forth, and I think the early races in the month are going to succeed, and I think that the end of the month is going to fall off, not to a testament of the races being not as good or bad or anything. They're going to run out of money or not vacation time, anything. It's going to be a busy week or a busy month, and you're literally going to be on the road every single day of the month if you're going to hit every single one of these events.
Yeah, that would be a true Ironman type undertaking to go to every event that you could. You literally could race 3 to 4 days a week for 10 grand or more to win the entire month of October. It's incredible. I'm glad that that's here for the possibility for the racers. It's fantastic, unbelievable. And to kick it off this weekend with the Super Bowl race, literally it'll be like the highest paying weekend in bracket racing history going on this weekend. And then leading up to the Million, I can already tell you there's a lot of buzz about the Million this year. Everybody's excited about it. A lot of people I've talked to are going, or, you know, are going to be watching it if they don't go, that's for sure. I think this year could be bigger than ever.
Yeah, and, you know, the Million had over, I think, 600 cars the last time they swung the gates open for 25 grand. And I'm excited to see. I don't think it's going to drop. The Million is the Million. It's the prestige that, you know, everybody works all year to get to. So I don't know where the line's going to be drawn in these events, because, you know, you roll right around the corner, November 1st through the 4th is another SFG race in the South. So it's going to be interesting to see how it all plays out. So our final round, Zach, let's do a little wager. The 3 100s, the Super Bowl bracket racing coming up. You want to do it the same format as the Fling?
Yeah, yeah, that sounds good. So we're going to wager the same thing as far as the profile picture, and we'll do the three picks and an MVP. You want to do it that way?
Well, we're going to do points, so we'll go points winner. I'm not sure we'll have an MVP, so.
Okay.
Kind of the same thing. And I'll be the gentleman, I kind of feel bad for kicking your tail last time, so you can go ahead and have the first pick.
Yes, I'm sure you feel really bad every time you look at my Facebook page and it has your winner circle picture on.
It is kind of weird. I saw a notification pop up. You commented on something and I thought, that's odd. That's my picture.
All right. So my first pick for the Super Bowl, I'm going to go, let me see here. I'm going to take Nasty Nick Hastings. I mean, I don't know what more you can really say about the guy. He's been on fire. I feel like, I don't know, for Nick Hastings, maybe we haven't heard it as much in just a little bit, so it's just time for him to win another big race. So I'm going to take him number one.
Yeah, after running up bracket finals, I don't think that, you know, he's been quiet on the big money scene. However, in the local scene, he's been Nick Hastings. So, all right, so Nasty Nick, I got to scratch him off my list. I'm going to go my first pick. This is a tough one. I'm going to go with Jerry Brewer. Jerry's it's kind of somewhat local to Jerry, and he's been driving really, really well lately. So that's my first pick, big little Jerry Brewer. All right, Zach, give me your number two pick.
Number two pick out of Ohio, I'm going to take Chris Bear, Bear Motorsports Dragster, for the win. Every time I see this guy race, he goes a lot of rounds. So I'm going to take him number two.
All right, number two. All right, since I gave you two chances to pick him, I'll pick him. I've got Michael Pascal, MP, at Rockingham for $100,000, and I'm going to call it on Saturday just to throw a little kicker in there.
All right, so then for my number three pick, I am going to take Racing Jason Lynch.
Ooh, old Catfish.
Yeah, I think I'm going to go with Catfish for this one. It's, how can you go wrong? A guy's $100,000 on the line. I think he's going to show out.
Yeah, and yeah, he's been knocking on the stinking door of these races to pay, you know, 50, 100, a million, and he's got to get it done here momentarily, I think. He runned up the first race at Reynolds, Georgia earlier in the year to Lane Dickin for $100,000, and here he is for three 100s this weekend. That puts me my third and final choice. I'm going to go with a guy that probably never listens to this podcast because he speaks very broken English, Joel Lapeer. And Joel, he was down to five at the 125,000 race at Martin, Michigan, when he inadvertently flickered the ball bond and the car back out of the beams. Mm. So I think that was the last big race he's been to in our area, and I know for a fact he's well on his way to Rockingham right now. So bad taste in his mouth, and I think that he's going to take that Pro Charge Dragster and show him where it's at. He looks like John Gerard, really, if you look at him from Talladega Nights. It's great. It's awesome. All right, Zach, give me your points winner for the weekend, a.k.a. the winner that Jenna has to go through every day and track points for.
Yes, I'm going to go points winner. It's a guy that goes a ton of rounds every single time, and that's going to be Gary Williams.
Ooh, old G-Dub.
I'm going to say G-Dub as the points championship. I know even every time I've seen a guy race, even when he doesn't win, he's in late.
And I believe he's taken the trusty red FTI truck, so in one and the dragster in the other for sure. My points winner, I'm going to pick Tanya Pruitt. Tanya she's won a lot of rounds lately. She's getting better and better and better. She got back in the driver's seat of the dragster after a pretty good break. Out of the Kick Booty Motorsports camp, I'm going with Tanya Pruitt as our points winner for the weekend. And that'll be one heck of a party if that happens, because Benny Ulmer is probably the greatest dude I have ever interviewed in my life. So, and if Benny wins, you might want to turn the speakers down watching Motor Mania TV in the Winner's Circle interview, because that will be on like Donkey Kong.
Shout out to Kick Booty Motorsports. That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Teresa and Benny and Kevin and Tanya and the kids. I don't remember the kid's name, and that is completely my fault. But Kick Booty Motorsports is awesome people to hang out with, and they don't go without eating good. So I usually try to venture my way down there before the weekend's over. Nice. So, Zach, I think that's going to put a bow on it. Episode 6 in the books, and we're not doing too bad anymore, I don't think.
No, we're doing good. Thanks to Slaw Chevy. Thanks to InMotion Solutions and Jeff Sarah. I left out a shout-out earlier. I meant to shout-out Austin Sloan. Thank you, dude, for the Huntsville results. Much appreciated. And everybody going to the Super Bowl and wherever you're racing this weekend, all these huge events going on, Tentuck, wherever it may be, good luck. Be safe. Listen to Dialed In on your way there. Tell your friends. You know where to find us. Subscribe. Get you some stickers. We're selling stickers. $10 a set. Get them on your car so you can come on the podcast and chit-chat with me and Jake. It's all good.
Yep, absolutely. I got a couple of shout-outs. Shout-out to Victor Dukes and his beautiful red Chevelle. I get to sit my butt in this week and waste all of his fuel. Shout-out InMotion Solutions as well for our final round discussion. Our lengthy final round it was this week. And I think that's it. Shout-out Air Canada. My miles are growing immensely. So that's it. Episode 6 is in the books, and we will see you guys in the staging lanes.